More than 75 years ago, Wall Street titans came to Washington to answer for their actions, too.
1929. The financial house of cards collapses, and the overinflated stock market plunges into a Great Depression. A financial panic grips the world.
After the crash of 1929, a Senate commission began investigating Wall Street. That probe was led by a tenacious counsel named Ferdinand Pecora. We asked scholar Michael Perino, who's writing a biography about Pecora, to tell us about the man.
He was an Italian immigrant, quit school at an early age because his father was injured in an industrial accident. He eventually becomes a lawyer, is for many years an assistant district attorney in New York, and at the time was in private practice when he got this call out of the blue to serve as counsel.
In 1933, unemployment was at 25%, and the stock market was 90% off its crazy high. It was the perfect time to tap into the outrage of America, and that's exactly what Pecora did. He turned the proceedings into riveting political theater and shed light on the shady banking practices of the day.
Really, the genius to his success, I think, was his ability to take complex corporate transactions, which people had enormous trouble understanding, and turning them into simple morality plays.
Explaining complex corporate transactions is also a challenge for the commission that begins work next week. Michael Perino's forthcoming biography about Ferdinand Pecora is titled The Hellhound of Wall Street.